Yes, people, we are back. We are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for, I can't even say it. Well, it is another edition, but it's been a minute for the original show. This is original programming right here. What the channel, the first show on the channel, what the channel actually used to be called. So this is before Sarcasm City TV. This is the Sarcasm City podcast, ladies and gentlemen. The origin story. If you're a Marvel head, this is like the first film. This is the first Avenger. Like, that's what it is. Our first Avengers, I should say. The Don, my brother, who I started the channel with years back. And now the channel's grown. You know what I'm saying? I think he's in the building. I'm not even sure. I don't know what he's doing. Yes, he is in the building. Man, like, Tox is here. Yes, family. What are you telling
Man's
me?
Man's here, fam. Come on.
Yeah. Because you had the camera off, so I didn't know what you was doing.
Yeah, that's my bad. I was picking my nose, innit? It's a quick one.
Nah, fairs, you have to sometimes, isn't it? You know what I'm saying? You're a bogey there, you just got quick. You know what I'm saying? I hear you. But yes, people, this is the Sarcasm City podcast. And you see that introduction from Tox? That's what this channel was built on, people. That's what this thing was started on before it was a city. But it was just a small time podcast. So big up to everyone that's locked
in. It was a cul-de-sac, innit?
Yeah, that's it. It was a cul-de-sac, literally. It was a sarcasm cul-de-sac. Just a small little community. Small little community of people. You know what I'm saying? And then we expanded to an estate, to a whole city, to a whole country. Now we worldwide. But look, yeah, to everyone. As you can see from the title, people, Drake, this is Kendrick Lamar, Rick Ross, Metro Boomin, and more. Rick Ross responds. Obviously, we need to do the backstory on this. J. Cole, obviously, that's where it initially kicked off. Actually, no, well, it was Kendrick when he said the bar about "fuck the big three, it's just big me." And then J. Cole.
It wasn't even Kendrick, bro. It was J. Cole, bro.
Was it J. Cole? Did he kick it off?
It was J. Cole's fault.
Okay. That's why you're here. You know what I'm saying? That's why. Because obviously Tox is a J. Cole fan, number one, for those that don't know. And two, is just much more in tune with what's going on with these, because I'm not a major fan of any of them, but I'm all about hip-hop beef. I'm all for it. If we get diss tracks out of it, I'm all for it as well. Big up to Dennis the Goat, though, who says this is going to be good. Big up to Joel, who says big up the whole industry beef in hyper edits as well. Joshua also in the chat. Lloyd, I see you. Jez, obviously my Don Jez in the cut. Big up to Eli as well. Says big up Flawless in the panel. I can't lie. That Drake dissertation was kind of weak, but the Rick Ross diss was decent. We will discuss this as well. Big up Robbie. Says yes, Flawless, the most calm guy from Mandem Talk. A salute. Hollywood Rock says Rock diss was cold. He's lyrically better than all of them. Akeem saying that Drake diss was weak, in my opinion. We're going to discuss all of this. But before we do, make sure you hit the like button on the video. Run up the likes. Hit that like button expeditiously. Make sure you share this across all socials. And on top of those two things, make sure you subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV as well. And when you subscribe, make sure you hit the notification bell, because we are now, we're 40 away from 11K people. So 40 more subscribers and we're going to touch 11,000. So make
that
sure.
That shit was quick. Yo, y'all niggas moving, fam.
Yeah, fam. It was the specials, fam. That's what it was. The
specials. Oh, yeah, them specials were cool. Yeah, salute to you, yeah. And Emil. Good seeing you back in your interview bag, innit?
Love, family. Appreciate that. For real.
I fucked with them highly.
Yeah, the people, them. So did I. Enjoyed them, man. It was good getting people's backstories and stuff like fire. That. I really did. I did. So I appreciate that, fam. I appreciate it. For real. But yeah, we'll start. Where do you want to start with the backstory in regards to J. Cole and Kendrick? Or do you want to start with the Drake and then go back to that? You know what? The reason why Tox is responding like that, let me just add clarity to this, people. Tox is a huge, anyone who follows him knows this, is a huge J. Cole fan. So as the whole J. Cole situation was going on, I could see his tweets and how heartbroken he was, and just how just non-responsive he was and unhappy in regard to it. So now we won't even start on a sad note, man. We'll start with the Drake diss, because I see people in the chat talking about it. People just, that's what I've realized, people just don't like Drake because it's a good diss track.
People don't like Drake, that's it.
It's a good diss track. Is it exceptional? No. But is it a good first diss track? Is it a good jab? Yes. It is not a haymaker.
I understand why people don't like Drake, though, innit? Like, he makes it easy to dislike him.
So basically, he's like Ryan.
Yeah, he's like Ryan with if Ryan could rap in it, like
He's like
that.
Ryan.
He makes it easy to
Yeah,
dislike him, bro.
he is. And if just before you go, for those that don't know who Ryan is, he's this dickhead that's
By the
starring in it.
way,
But
can
here
I
we
just
are.
say the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them. Right,
All right, big up the panel. I told as fuck.
okay. Yo, man died live on air, you know. Yo, that hurts your heart to see, bro. Like, I don't like seeing a man go out like that, innit? Man died on air, fam. Oh my God. Don't ever tell a girl she looks 16 out of 10, fam. Don't ever do that,
16 out of 10. And that being said, speaking of 16 out of 10s, people, the website will be up and running by tonight for pre-orders. So yeah, people, do not worry about that.
it?
Pre-orders, the site will be up for pre-order.
That's crazy.
You already know, people. And we but we won't, even though we'll be pre-order, the pre-orders will be up from tonight, we won't be dispatching till the Tuesday, people. That's the official launch date. And you guessed what the date is, people, on Tuesday. You already know.
Is it really? You are hopeful, man. You are fool for
Oh,
real,
shit.
man. You one of the worst guys to know
Am I one of the worst? Just to clarify, people, you already know the vibes, man. The t-shirts will be available at the great price.
Oh my
Will be
God.
available at the great price of £16.10. You already know. Like, you already know.
Is funny, yo. Oh, you're not a nice person, bro.
Yo, fuck him, it's Ryan. That little bomb, but fuck him, you know what I'm saying? He deserves it. He's
This
looking at
guy,
October.
man.
Jordan S, he's looking at October. And of course, if you're a member by tonight, people, if you are a member at any level, you will get 60% off. You already know. So shout me if you wanted to.
Oh my God.
Is that and C24? Nah, it's only Ryan that I treat like this because he constantly takes shots and he deserves it. So like that's what it is. If you leave me alone, I leave you alone. But you lot just don't see the shots. But it's like, yo, he deserves it. And now he ain't here. Liverpool lost and Arsenal lost. And I don't respect that either. Because if they
Oh,
would
yeah,
want to be
tired
in
of shit.
shit, yeah, man. Arsenal are a special team. They deserve more respect. They're winning all their games to the end of the season. Yeah, sure. Sure. But yeah, back to Drake. You were saying it makes people it he makes himself it make he makes it easy for people to dislike him.
Yeah, he's just I don't know, like
Well.
you got the industry like clicking up against you in it. So it's like either you're a horrible person and you doing shit to people behind the scenes, which we've been hearing for years to be fair,
Yeah.
or it's just that because you keep putting out whack albums and you're on the downslide, now people feel like now they can come at you in it, which they might have been wanting to for a minute. So I don't know what it is, but it's just weird that everyone's jumping on him at the same time, bro. I never anticipated seeing anything like this against Drake in it, of all people, bro.
Yeah, but that being said, if you are number one, people are gonna click up against you.
He ain't number one no more, and that's the problem.
All right, but if you're perceived number one, I know you have J. Cole as number one, but I'm saying perceived public. He's been perceived public number one for the longest. Like
He's
we've
not
been in.
perceived public number one anymore, though. That's the
You
thing, isn't it? And
know,
that's why I feel like people feel comfortable coming at him now. People would have come at him like this 5 years ago.
True. So when do you think it stopped?
When he
Like
kept dropping bad albums,
when
like
do you,
he's
yeah, when is
been
ever, and when
dropping.
do you think yeah, year by year, when do you think his era ended?
Officially, when this
Yeah.
last album dropped,
Which was when?
with last year.
Okay. Fair, fair, fair.
Because he's just put out two really bad albums back to back, bro. Like, no, honestly, like, and I'm a Drake. I was a Drake fan before I was a Cole fan, innit? Like, I
Okay.
kind of switched sides down the line, innit? But like, I still listen to a lot of Drake, mainly old Drake. But like, you know, when you get that Spotify wrap up thing, Drake's like the top in the top three. Like, it's like Drake, 50 Cent, and J. Cole.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
They're
I
like
hear
the top three artists I listen to, innit? But
you.
older Drake, like, his new projects are just like really bad, bro. Really bad. Certified Lover Boy was terrible. This For All the Dogs was terrible. Like it was really bad. Before that, you dropped like a dance album. You get me? Before that, you dropped a project with 21 Savage. Like, you're just not putting out good products.
Got you.
And your rapping is on the downslide, bro. Like, I just read the lyrics to this song. I actually like the song. It's a bop, innit? It's like...
Oh, what? The diss track?
Yeah, I like the diss track. No, it's a bop. The diss track
is good. Like, despite personal feelings towards, like, him and, like, people not disliking him for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying? Just as Drake makes music for light skin. I think that works against him as well. Because people just see him as light skin and soft. From it that people see, because he can rap. Like, don't get mistaken, that like, I am not a Drake fan. I am never ever going out of my way to listen to a Drake song. I've never listened to a Drake project. However, I like hearing him rap. Like, when I was here, he was involved in this beef. I'm like, okay, I was like, let me go out of the way, out of my way to listen to it. And the diss track was good. The Metro Boomin line is hilarious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
That's hilarious. And I thought the diss track was a good, solid style. It's a great style. You weren't a haymaker, but it's a great style.
I like it as a starting point, but listening to it, yeah, reminds me of what my issue is with Drake. I genuinely feel like he's lost whatever rapping ability he had. He's just not as good as he used to be. When it comes to actually like penning stuff down, bro. Like, you out here rhyming one word syllables and stuff like that. Like, he just seems to have lost the step when it comes to rapping, and I don't know why. And that's been the case for his past few projects, innit?
Yeah. No, I hate.
I don't know. I like the song, innit? It's a bop. Like,
yeah, the song's cool. And that whole like the dropping gave me 50. That's fire.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. That's
fire, because people don't understand not only is it about Kendrick Lamar doing the push-ups in the video, he talking about his deal with TDE.
That's hilarious.
That's clever. You know what I'm saying? I like the Interscope bar as well. I was like, yo, I like it. And you'll know this. When he's talking at the start about you got all your number one hits from me, is he talking about Rick Ross?
Yeah, that's Rick Ross.
Because I was having this discussion just before. He applied to Future
as well, to be fair. But it's mainly Rick Ross. Like...
Mm-hmm.
Every hit Rick Ross has Drake on it, pretty much.
Yeah.
Which is quite funny, like, because today he was doing it, or last night, whatever, he was doing a show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, right, you can't even do this. You beefing with Drake, and you can't even do the show without playing Drake songs, innit? Like, Drake can do a show and not play a song with Rick Ross on it, but Rick Ross can't do a show and not play a song with Drake on it. You get me? Like, so it's just... He give a lot of these man life, innit? He did, innit? He did. He's very dislikable right now, though. Like, he's very dislikable.
I can tell by you talk, because I'm like, yo, Bumble Part, like, I see because people in the chat talking about, oh, the diss track was meaty. It's a good diss track, you look. For a start, it's not a haymaker, but most diss tracks aren't. Like, what we talking about here? Like, if you look at diss tracks in the totality from whenever you want to go from any year standpoint, up until now, most diss tracks are not, even the better diss tracks are not necessarily haymakers or career enders. But if you get a good one, you get a good one. And that's a good one. Because you know what? You know, I know it's decent, because if it was bad, you lot would be quick to say it was rubbish. Everybody would be quick to, because he's dislikable. Like you said, same way everyone's quick to rubbish Ryan's opinions, it's the same type of shit. Everyone can't wait for him to be wrong. We all call things wrong, but everyone can't wait in particular for you to be wrong. And that's where it is. And it was clever. And people talking about ghostwriting. Yeah, I think we know that he has ghostwriters, but you still got to deliver that. Whether he writ that or not. In particular, I don't care about that. All that does is take you off my GOAT list. If you don't write your own raps, I can't say you're one of the best. That's just me, though.
Yeah, that I care about that, innit? That bothers me, bro. That does bother me, innit? Like, that bothers me. Like, he's got a lot of stains on his jacket that took him from the top spot, because he was on the top spot. But that ghostwriting thing,
as well as
the whole Pusha T situation.
Yo, Pusha T just mollywopped him. It happens. Put
nah, it's not the fact that you got mollywopped. It's the fact that you got mollywopped, and then you put it out. You said, "Oh, I'm not even going there." Like, people think what J. Cole done is bad. That Pusha T situation was way worse.
Absolutely, he didn't want it with Pusha T, but Pusha T. I understand. Sometimes you just have to. You gotta wave the white flag because it would have got worse.
And he took it there first. You mentioned his wife, like, he's done it. He's done it again in this song. Mentioned Kendrick's wife.
Oh, did he? I missed that. Did he mention
when Kendrick's he said wife? The name Whitney? That's Kendrick's wife's name, innit?
I didn't know that.
See, so he's being slick again. So it's like maybe he feels confident this time, mate, because he said at the end of the track when the beat switched and he started, or like just before the beat switched, he was saying like, I got way more, like, don't make me get on Demon Time. And he repeated it. He said it twice, innit? So it's like, maybe you feel confident going there this time, innit? But when you went there with Pusha T, and then you got Ethered, and then you backed out, that was a terrible look for you.
Yeah. Well, you didn't expect it. What he did to Meek is what Pusha T did to him. That's what happened.
The Pusha T thing was worse, you know?
Oh, yeah, of course. Don't get mistaken. It was worse. We talk about Bad Boy diss tracks. That's one of them. And I even a Pusha T fan like that. I didn't know Pusha T was like that.
You feel me?
And then I watched shout out to Diverse Mentality, as they did a Who Really Won and did like the whole backstory and how it was like initially it was Pusha T and Wayne. And then
And
then that's where it kind of stemmed from. But he's Pusha T different. Because I seen what you quote tweeted as well when someone was like Pusha T waiting for an excuse to get involved. And smart, like you got and I don't like this either, Rakim, because I heard this as well. Like Jay Prince told him not to respond, Drake had a response tucked away. I don't like that.
I don't like that.
At least I don't say anything.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't like that. Oh, I had a crazy diss track that could have did. Nah. So why say if you want to listen?
I think Jay Prince said that first, and then Drake went on that show with LeBron James, and I had something that was way bad, and we was gonna go there, and this would have ruined lives and all that shit. I don't want to hear none of that, bro. Because after what Pusha T did to you, and he talking about your son and your BM and your mother and your father, like he destroyed everybody close to you in your life, bro. You can't then say I had something tucked away that was way worse, but I just don't want to take it there. You get like, now I don't want to hear that, bro. You lost, innit? Like you lost bad, bro. I don't want to hear none of that.
I don't want to hear none of that. Oh, I hate them. We could have, you know what I'm saying, about to fight niggas. Nah.
Yeah.
Almost about to fight everybody. Like, no, I'm not real. Like, if you're gonna go there. Or just don't say anything and just take your
life. I don't know if he can go there, bro. Because you know what gets slept on as well? Like, he washed Meek. He did.
Yeah.
But once Meek got his shit together, Meek arrived to the party late, bro.
Yes, he did. He did.
Meek got his shit together, yeah?
Yes.
And he dropped a mixtape. And there was like three... Yeah, there was like three tracks on there when he was getting at Drake. And he got on 50 Cent on one of them and it was cold. Yes.
Yeah, it was fine.
And Drake dropped a response, Summer 16.
Yeah.
And Meek was getting off on him, bro. So, like, there's a whole round two to that people don't talk about, where Meek was getting off, and then Drake stopped engaging.
Smart.
And they pieced it up. So, there's a round two there that Meek was getting off, and people don't talk about. So, it's like, I don't even know if you're equipped for the back and forth thing. Because Meek came at you, he was sloppy, you dusted him.
Yeah.
When round two came along, when Meek finally got his running shoes on, you stopped engaging.
That's smart.
You and Pusha, y'all been going back and forth for years, indirects, just like you and Kendrick. Then you jumped out the window, because you must have felt strong after that Meek thing, and you dropped the track Duppy, which I still listen to this day. I think that's a fantastic this Duppy's song.
Duppy's a good, like, that's the thing is about Drake. That's why I like him in these environments, because he can produce good diss tracks. And that's all I care about in this.
That's fantastic. Like, his pen on that was incredible. Right? But then Pusha just outsmarted you. It was a game of chess and he won. You didn't engage. It's like, in terms of this, you've never had a back and forth. There's never been rounds. I've never seen you in rounds. You get me?
Yeah.
I've seen you knock Meek out and then disengage. I've seen Pusha knock you out and you disengage. It's never been like a 50 where y'all just go and see who lasts the test of time. You're not battle tested like that, innit?
That's one of my
problems with Drake as well. So it's like, let's see if you're ready to finally get battle tested now, innit? Mm-hmm. If Kendrick comes back and says something, because that's really the only one I care about. Ross's tune was all right, but Ross is Ross, innit? Like, I don't like Ross in the slightest, in no way, shape, or form.
Is it the correctional officer? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's just that whole. It's all of that, bro.
Be honest,
it's
all of that. Saying, be honest.
Nah, it's all of that, bro. It's all of it, bro. It's like,
talk about it.
You know me, bro. Like, one of my biggest, like, when we was in the battle rap world, if there was anyone that, like, was claiming to be, like, a street guy, my biggest issue with them would always be, you don't remind me of the street guys I actually know, innit? And that's why I don't like you, because I don't feel like you're authentic, innit? So, like, with Ross's thing, that whole correctional officer thing, and the fact that he just one day woke up and started dissing 50 Cent out of the blue. It was like clout chasing. I just didn't like it. It's like, you out here for like trying to get clout and views, innit? Like, I just didn't like any of it, bro. And I've seen him over the years do the same thing. Now you're doing it again with Drake. All of a sudden, you don't like Drake. Y'all been bezies for years. All of a sudden, you don't like Drake.
I said bezies.
All your best songs got Drake on him. All of a sudden, you don't like Drake. He just comes across as very... He Hulk, bro. He reminds me of Hulk. Y'all won't know who Hulk is, but Flawless knows who I'm talking about. He reminds me of Hulk, fam.
Why are you trying to get me in and start some shit?
Bro, I'm not starting nothing. I'm just saying he reminds me of Hulk. Like, that's exactly who he reminds me of, bro.
So for those that may not know, Tux used to battle rap. I used to battle rap. We was involved in the UK battle rap scene, which is, I advise you don't get involved in it. If you have talent, to clarify, you will meet a couple good people there, but that is it. And what else can I say? If you can survive there, you can survive anywhere. Because me and Tux both like were battle rappers there. Then we went into the media side of things, kind of like how this channel started as well, because we were doing current affairs and then we was doing battle rap media. And it's just a place where a lot of people who weren't cool before there go there and reinvent themselves. That's what the type is. Anyone ever seen, there's an episode of The Simpsons where they go away and Lisa goes and she reinvents herself with the people she meets. They go like, not abroad, but they go on like a little retreat and she reinvents herself. It's kind of like that. That's the type of thing that it is. You know what I'm saying? Maverick, I seen it popped up on Facebook.
Yeah.
From 5 years ago, and he was like, me and you was bigging up. No, me and you were saying that Rex should have not been on Apex, but we was also saying that LSD and DMAC was going on there. And I'm like, yo, this is 5 years ago and his comments is still going off. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm not involved in it. I want no drama. I want no confrontation. I'm not confrontational. I'm good.
Yeah, well, clear in it.
Nah, man, I'm not involved. I'll leave them to it. I'll leave that.
But yeah, he reminds me of that guy, bro. So I've just never been a fan of Ross in it. But all these man, it's like, these are people that Drake shouldn't ideally have a back and forth with, in it. Like, it's you versus Kendrick. I want to see someone on your level. Y'all go round for round? Because Kendrick ain't battle tested either, in it. So
you've been saying this.
We can have that conversation as well. He's not battle tested in any way, shape, or form.
You've been saying this.
So people act like Kendrick's like some monster. Like they call it, oh, he's the boogeyman. Don't say Candyman's name. And it's like, where did y'all get this from? Calling him the boogeyman of hip hop. Like, he's had no wars in this thing. If you want to bring up Control, his Control verse, phenomenal. That stopped time. I remember where I was when that dropped.
Control versus fire. I still bump that to this day.
I remember where I was when that dropped. I mean, I can argue that Sean had the better verse, but I'm not going to argue that. But I remember where I was when that dropped. However, you mentioned 10 niggas on that song, and 40 man replied to you, and you didn't reply to any of those 40 man. So you've never been in a war. You name dropped 10 man, 40 man replied to you, and you said nothing to none of them. You've never been in a war.
Did anybody mention in the actual verse respond to him?
Jay Electronica, J. Cole dissed him back. Never said a word back.
Okay.
People sleep on that. J. Cole dissed him back. Never said a word back to anybody. The only person he seemed to want issues with was Drake. So he stepped out again and he mentioned Drake when he did his BET cypher. When he was like, oh, took a sensitive rapper's back in his pajama clothes. Something like that, which is quite corny. And then there's been nothing, like, they've been going, like, indirect here, indirect there, but...
That's what I don't like.
Just I don't like that either. Yeah, it's pussy. I don't like that.
Don't get me wrong. I like that as the initial build-up. I'm all for indirects. We from, like, grime days. Indirects is all well and good, but then you would then actually get the diss tracks. You would then get the clashes. And I'm all for other people getting involved. I'm all, as much diss tracks as possible. The reason why I want as many diss tracks as possible is then we're more likely to get a classic.
Yeah, we want that feeling back. But with grime, I was thinking about this the other day. With the grime indirects, because I still listen to like, old grime music like it's new. Mm-hmm. With the grime indirects, there was you couldn't skirt around them. No one could ever say it. Like, everyone knew who that bullet was for, innit? It weren't even really an indirect. You just didn't say the exact name. But you knew exactly, like, you didn't have to, though. You get me? But with the indirects that Drake and Kendrick do, you got to do some deciphering, decoding shit, bro, and he meant. You get me? Like, they can easily throw their hands up and say, I was never even talking about Drake, or I was never even talking about Kendrick, because it's, like, it's the most minute bullet ever. Like, you can't tell if they're even talking about each other or not. So they've been doing that for years. We could all be wrong and saying they've been going back and forth, because it's not clear. It's not obvious. It's not like the grime indirects where... someone would indirect you in grime and they like talk about the exact song lyric or
you figure that out. Me and you would be like, oh, he's talking about such and such.
And such and such knew he was talking about such and such. That's why the wall would always come, because it would start off with an indirect that wasn't an indirect. So it's like you have to just go direct now, innit? Like, and it would always be like, they'll remix their lyric. I'm remixing your lyric, basically. You get me? Like,
like a that one. I hear you.
Exactly. So they've been doing that for years, innit? But you're not battle tested against anybody. Out of everyone that replied to you on Control, you said nothing to nobody, innit? Now you've dropped this Like That tune, which was fire. His verse on that was fire. But let's actually see if you're built to go back and forth, because I've actually never seen you engage back and forth with anybody.
And so, that's what I don't like. That's what I really dislike that in regards to. It should be 3-4 tracks. Why is it not? Why is it one track and then we don't hear for time? We don't hear for a month, so we don't hear for a year, and then response back, and then you gotta figure it.
Yeah.
Just respond back. What's the worst that happened? You man still have your fans and are still solidified. J. Cole fans are going to be J. Cole fans.
We ain't going nowhere, we riding.
Yeah. Same way Kendrick fans are gonna be Kendrick fans, same with Drake. Same with Rick Ross. Nobody here is up and coming where a loss is that bad where they go, or it's career ending.
Precisely.
So even though you lose...
What's actually problematic is there will never be a winner called either, because your fans are so entrenched in being your fans, they're never actually going to give praise to any other party. So Kendrick fans are never going to... They're all calling the Drake this mid. And then when Kendrick drops, if he drops, all the Drake fans are going to call the Kendrick this mid. Like, they're all saying his verse on Like That was mid. You get me? So it's like, your fans are never even going to say anybody else got off on you. You get me? Drake fans are still trying to downplay the Pusha T diss. Now I see it all the time, innit? Like, so...
Yeah, but that's just... And that's what it is. I think what you can do, even though they have those strong core fan bases, is do a track. I mean, drop a track that is just undeniable. Like, Drake back to back, as much as people dislike it, I say it all the time, that's one of the best diss tracks.
Ever. Yeah, no, 100%.
That diss track is 100%. Phenomenal. But people don't like me saying that and don't like to hear it because it's true. This track is one of the best diss tracks ever because it's true. Same way, the Pusha T track for Drake, one of the, and bear in mind, there are two rappers people I don't listen to like that. But yeah, those two diss tracks are phenomenal. If a diss track is phenomenal, even if it's against my favorite, guess what? I'll turn around and say, that's a phenomenal diss track. 50 My Goat. Checkmate by Jadakiss is a phenomenal diss track. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? I think even 50 would probably say that. Jadakiss, the way. Man said, pitch that kiss and I'll come out swinging. It's like go to see 50 at a show and he'll come out singing. I was like, yo. You go, yo. Sometimes you just have to be, hey.
Yeah.
He was like, that song charted. So it's kind of like, yeah, people need to do. There's too much. Yeah, Jordan has said it there. Tribalism. And that's what I like is because I don't have any hope in this race. I'm just in it literally for the music. That's why I like Drake's diss track. I like Rick Ross's response.
Yeah,
I liked his response because it went there. It got, because how these men have been warring with the indirects. You mentioned it about the cipher in it. There's no grit to it. It's not gritty. Whereas this Drake diss track, there was grit to it. Man's talking about his business. You said he mentioned his wife. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Man's mentioned his business. Man's mentioned his wife. Rick Ross responding talking about you got plastic surgery. You know what I'm saying?
Body. That's hilarious. But I think even Drake fans are playing that down like, oh, this is high school diss. I'm like, bro, it's funny that, man. Like, that's funny, and you got a nose job. That's hilarious, bro. I'm sorry, innit? Like, you see them trying to play it down like, are we in high school, bro? That is funny.
Nah, you gotta give credit where credit's due. And I liked Rick Ross's diss track. I was like, that's a solid response. Now
I thought it was trash, but I enjoyed certain parts of it, like that bit.
I liked talking
at the end of it more than anything else.
Yeah, because you're you. That's why.
You should have just done a talking dub, innit?
No, we ain't trying to do that. No. I was actually listening to a talking dub not too long ago. Trim's talking dub. Trim's one for Flodan, because I was just listening because he did it over Bad 'Em Up, and obviously because I was listening to Skepta and Wiley over Bad 'Em Up, that new freestyle. So I was listening to that, and then it reminded me of that. It was obviously like Trim's been releasing music and stuff, so I've just been locked in and paying attention and stuff. That's all.
Yeah.
Before we continue, everyone who's locked in, run up the likes. Over 45 of you like in the building right now. I don't know how many likes we're on, but it's not enough. Let me double check. We're at 45 likes. Big up to you lot, man. You know what I'm saying? Moving efficient, unlike Liverpool and Arsenal. Salute to you lot. Make sure you hit the subscribe button on the channel as well. Hit the notification bell too. And big up to Preetam as well. He just became a member of the channel. Much, much, much appreciated. And he got the GOAT defender in his profile picture as well. So salute to you, Preetam, man.
Yeah.
Bless. If you want in on, check out the perks because you just joined as a Sarcasm Citizen. And if you want in on the group chat, the members group chat, let me know as well, man. It's on Instagram. Just follow Sarcasm City TV. But yeah, in regards to it, I like that. This is getting gritty. That's what I like. There's grit to this. There seems to be an edge to this in regards to what's going on. And I want more.
Everyone's gloves seem to be off.
Yes. Yes.
For whatever reason, I don't know why now, but everybody's gloves seem to be off. But that's why it's going to be interesting as well to see. Like I said, Kendrick isn't war tested. Let's see what you come with, because Drake's put it out there now, mentioning your wife, just disrespecting you, clowning you all throughout this. Like, let's see what you come with, bro. Because that was cold. The verse on Like That was fire.
Who was that verse? Which by who?
By Kendrick, the one on by the Future song.
I even listened to it. No, I'm not gonna lie.
You didn't listen to Like That.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, bug it.
I ain't gonna lie, fam. I only got interested in this in the past 2-3 days because I'm tired of these man just no grit. Obviously, you know me, like you know me the long time. You know the type of shit I'm trying to hear, and it's like, yo, I don't know if he was spitting gritty or not. He could or couldn't.
He was spitting gritty.
So there was grit to it. All right, cool. So if there's grit,
because he was pissed off in it. Because what happened is, I don't know if you've heard this one, but on Drake's last album, him and J. Cole did the first person shooter song, which is the first time they've collabed in maybe like 8 years.
Yeah.
Right? And on that song, like, that song went number one in it, and it went viral because Cole washed Drake on the song, like, washed him bad in it.
Got you.
So on the song as well, they're both talking about the big three and being the best out of the big. But J. Cole takes it too far in terms of he's saying that him, Drake, and Kendrick are the big three, but he also says that he's the Muhammad Ali out of all of them, which is the greatest, isn't it? He also says him and Drake are the Spider-Man meme, innit? He was like, the Spider-Man meme is me looking at Drake. So if you're Kendrick, and I said this at the time, I tweeted it, if you're Kendrick and you hear that song, and it's been widely accepted that Drake and Kendrick and one and two, whichever order you put them in, and Cole is free. But Cole's been on this weird run for the past 5 years where he's widely been overlapping them both to where he can now with his chest say, I'm the best. If J. Cole saying, I'm number one, I'm Muhammad Ali, I'm the greatest, and the Spider-Man meme is me looking at Drake, that means I'm one, he's two. That means I've gone from being accepted as first to you sliding me down to third, innit? I would have been fuming.
Yeah, you would have been
this at the time.
Yeah, you would have
said Kendrick should be fuming.
Yeah,
because that's cheeky, bro. Like, so then when he's dropped like that, it made sense, and it was something that people were waiting for because you had to say something about that first person shooter song, innit? So he's came out and he shot out that whole song and he shot out the whole big three argument, innit? But it was gritty. You could tell he was pissed off by it. Like, he was bothered by it. Listen to that song.
That's good. If you that's good. Nah, I'm gonna check it out. Cause like I said, cause I don't be listening to these man just on a regular. That's why I was just like, all right, whatever. I didn't expect anything to come from it. If I knew everything was gonna transpire afterwards, which happened, then I would have been locked in and been like, oh. But I hate when you have to be trying to like you said, I wanna have to be deciphering stuff. Yeah, let it be clever. I don't want to be deciphering stuff. Yeah.
It's weird politics between the big three, and the reason why they've been so like indirect for ages because they're all the three of them are all linked in this weird way where Drake came out in like 2008 or something and blew up, and Cole blew up around the same time, and like Drake came out at the top and he stayed at the top for all this time.
Got you.
But Cole also came out at the top because he came, like, Jay-Z's the one that brought Cole out, innit? Like, he signed Cole.
Yeah.
And then Kendrick came a bit later and was helped by Cole and Drake in different ways. So when Kendrick was, like, really small time, Drake took Kendrick on tour, innit? So Kendrick, like, back interviews at the time, was like, this is the first time I've been on stage in front of thousands of people. Drake took Kendrick on tour, innit?
Got you.
And Drake spoke about this, like, my label wanted me to take some R&B singers on tour. I said, nah, I'm taking Kendrick, innit? So Drake helped Kendrick back then in that way, innit?
I did not know that.
Also, they did songs together and whatnot. So Kendrick got the Drake stimulus package.
Yeah.
He also got the Cole stimulus package because Cole used to produce and sell beats to him. And then he introduced Kendrick to Dr. Dre. Now he said that Dre had already been told about Kendrick, but he was like, when I was working with Dre on the Detox album, I brought him up again, and that's one of the triggers that like made him go and look into him seriously, innit? So like once he did that and brought Kendrick into it like that and introduced him to Dre and all that, like them two stayed close and would collab together and all that stuff. So like Kendrick came in the game riding on the coattails of them two, man, innit?
Crazy. I didn't know that.
And if you go back in the history and look at like the interviews and all that, you'd see how like how high he held them two up on a pedestal because them two were the top two and Kendrick was the smaller one, innit?
Got you.
So they both really helped him. So all three of them are linked in this weird way and all intertwined to where obviously like Kendrick and Drake fell out along the way, which was weird. But Drake and Cole stayed close over the years, as has Kendrick and Cole stayed close over the years, isn't it?
Well, I get you.
So it's been like this weird little, they're all linked, but there's been this weird rivalry brewing and it's just come to a head recently, isn't it?
And look how long ago we're talking here. This is where they've been had this world rivalry. We say in 10 years. So yeah, to add to this, Russ, who says flawless hurt. So you didn't hear K-Dot's this that led to J. Cole's response and apology. Then Drake dropped and Rick Ross responded. You missed the whole start of it a week ago. Yeah, the reason why I missed the whole start of it, because I've seen so many times on my timeline when one will send indirect at the other and then nothing will come of it. And I'm not paying attention to any of these men like that anyway as it is until something happens and it catches my attention. Then when I seen Drake drop properly, I was like, when J. Cole apologized, which we'll get to in a second, I was like, yeah, it wasn't a surprise. I was disappointed, but it wasn't a shock. I was just like, it's not as, and like, I'm all about just rap. Test your plan. No one ain't gonna die in this. That's my biggest thing. I get to it in a sec, but that's my biggest thing with this. Nobody's running up on anybody. Drake ain't running up on Cole. Cole ain't running up on Kendrick. Kendrick ain't. Nobody's getting shot. No one's getting stabbed. No one's getting rushed.
You say this, but Drake and Kendrick has already gone off the rails with this Drake diss. Like, you see the shit you're talking about, innit?
You see the shit.
Like, he keep talking about like chains getting snatched and all that. That's because Kendrick was saying that in the like that diss, innit? So they already like blurring lines already. Yes, and it's not them two aren't the issue. It's their camps that are the issue, innit?
Yeah, but they'll blur lines because, like we seen with Drake and Meek is much more street and it's much more inclined to go that way. That man was in the same hotel room. Not hotel room, hotel. That man was in the same space and nothing happened.
Drake
said in the diss track when he said, I played the diss track so many times and none. So how, what's he really on? Yeah, you may put hands on an outsider so Quentin Miller will get beat up. You know what I'm saying? Which has nothing to do with nothing. That's still terrible that the Dream Chaser.
That's one of the biggest crimes against hip hop that like Quentin Miller like ended up on the wrong side of that. Like, the nigga didn't do anything, you know. Like, man did his job and got beat up for it.
Yeah. Outrageous. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
That's terrible.
What are we doing? Beat up Quentin Miller for not denying something that wasn't true. It's like, that's what I'm talking about. So nothing ain't gonna happen. And guess what? If something does happen, saying as long as nobody dies, hey, I don't encourage violence, but again, it adds into the grit. That adds more to it. It adds more to it. Some of the best diss tracks have come from serious shit happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it is. But again, that's the era we come from. In regards to the hip hop, where it could go left, and you don't want it to, but the fact it could go left adds to it, because it adds that to vim. Like, rather than this whole, everyone hold hands around the campfire, sing "Kumbaya, my lord." That's why I don't.
Shout out to J. Cole, man.
All right, we're gonna get to that because Akeem said here. He says, I need to know what Tox thinks about Cole dropping a diss track to Kendrick, bearing in mind all Kendrick said in retaliation to Cole was foot the big three, it's just Big B, then to drop an apology. So yeah, your thoughts on it. I'm interested to see what you say in full about this. What are you saying, fam?
Jermaine Cole, bro. Do you know what? At first, yeah, I was fucking fuming. I was livid. Yeah, I've not been that vexed in a while, bro. Like, I was livid, bro. Like, I was so fucking livid. But as time's gone on, I've kind of had a bit more understanding.
Look at you, man. Growth. You're on your Charlemagne thing. Go on.
Yeah, bro. Do you know what it is? Because it's like, Jake, I never used to like J. Cole as an artist. Like, his first two albums, I weren't a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
It was his third album that got me in it. Oh. And even in that third album, which is widely accepted as a classic album, when he was talking about his peers in terms of Drake and Kendrick Lamar, he had a song where he was talking about there being no king. Like, it's like we can like share the top spot type of thing in it, which I don't agree with.
Yeah, fuck all that. See?
Well, because what he was saying is, like, this generation of hip-hop don't need to be like the last generation of hip-hop, which were just wildly destructive.
Again, in the destruction is why it was what it was.
I know, but them niggas, like, y'all can't be shooting at each other outside the radio stations and all that.
No, no, no. Again, That's FIFA, because that's because Street Dons got involved. But that was happening before that. Like, when I was distant, people forget this. Like, the locks threatening to throw the refrigerator at Diddy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. All this is destructive, bro. The 90s rappers were destructive. Like, the 2000s rappers were destructive. Like, y'all are just very destructive people, bro.
Really destructive. So, like, but it did go too far. I agree with that. It did go too far.
The 2010s rappers now, which was Drake, Kendrick, and Cole. Cole made that point back in 2014, like, there is no king. We all share in the top spot. Because at that time when he said that, the three of them was all, like, linked and intertwined, and they was all cool with each other, which we'd never seen before, you get me? Jay and Nas never liked each other, and whoever was the other top guy at the time around of Jay and Nas, well, he was big, but then he passed, innit? But, like, there was issues there. When 50 came along in the 2000s, he didn't like Jay, he didn't like Diddy, he didn't like everybody else. You get me, like,
with them and Dre, so you get that, you know what I'm saying? That's what he, without that, you don't get that whole era. You don't get them.
I agree, but what I'm saying is the context of when Cole came in now, and where the 2010s rappers, it's like, we're all actually cool with each other. We cross collaborate with each other. His album comes out, I jump on it. Kendrick's album's coming out, I produce some songs for him to go on the album. Yeah, yeah. You get me? They were, all three of them were linked. So when he said this at the time, there is no king. I can't remember what song he said it on, but it was on that album, Forest Hills Drive. He was like, there is no king. We all share in the top spot. He was saying that because those three were so linked together that it was so wildly different from anything we've seen in the past. You get
that's
me?
That's always
been his thing. And over the years, even though Drake and Kendrick drifted apart and started beefing, he still stayed close with the both of them. So he's always maintained that. Over the years, we've seen him send diss tracks at people, but never the other two in his class.
Right.
Because they've always been cool, like, and friends outside of it. So there's been songs like where he's always stressed, like, if I diss someone, it's not for clout, it's because I don't really like you, innit? So we've seen Cole send numerous diss tracks at people over the years, but never at Drake and never at Kendrick. And still, when he did this song with Drake last year, First Person Shooter, he was still giving respect to Drake and Kendrick, but he was just saying, I am the greatest, though, innit?
Yeah, and you can test your pen. It don't have to be all the rah-rah.
But people say that, but dissing each other is not the only form of competition. Do you know what the other form of hip-hop competition is? Who's the better on this track that we do together?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what Cole's proven over the last 5 years, because Cole went from not collaborating with nobody. He went through this phase of years where he stopped collaborating with people, and it was platinum with no features on all his albums. And then 5 years ago, he said because Nipsey died, that's why he changed his approach and he started collaborating with everyone. Mm-hmm. And he's killed everybody that he stepped on the track with for the past 5 years, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's why he's now at a point where he feels comfortable saying I'm the greatest, because he's actually killed everybody he stepped in the booth with.
And that's fine. I'm all
and we
for
know
that
as well from when we've been in the studio. We've all wanted to kill each other in the studio, bro. Me, you, and Scorps in the studio, bro. Especially Scorps, bro. I don't want Scorps saying, I don't want one line of Scorps being better than any line I have. Like, nah, I'm not having it, bro. Don't like that, innit?
You are getting
it. Scorps will tell me to my face and I don't like that, innit? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are getting it.
Yeah, the inside look. We've taken note when it's top Scorps and myself. Like, we are all, like, we all want the best verse on the track.
Bro, there's tracks I listen to now where I'm like, yo, Flawless, wash me up on this track, you know, and it hurts my soul, bro. It irks me, bro. I'm not even going to lie to you. And I love you, bro.
I just got you. Nah, nah, nah. But there's tracks where you got me. I just hold my hands up and go, you know what? He was just in zone.
Yeah, but like, I want to wash y'all on every track. There's certain tunes, yeah, where it's like, yeah, Flawless washed me up on this, innit? And there's certain tunes where it's like, yeah, Scott's kind of washed me up on this, but I'll never tell him, no, you get me? So it's like, that is competition as well, but people are ignoring that. Cole's been killing that level of competition for the past 5 years now, innit? Mm-hmm. And then he stepped on a song with Drake and absolutely washed him inside out, innit? So that's the backstory as to where Cole was coming from with this apology. Right. So now First Person Shooter comes out. You said what you said. Kendrick rightfully got pissed off with it, understandably. And then he sent shots at you, mainly at Drake, but you got collateral damage for it. And if someone gives you collateral damage when they're sending shots, They don't give a fuck about you, innit? You might as well just send all the shots directly to me, because if you're willing to, like, hit me with the collateral, like, that's cheeky within itself, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So, he went in the studio. And I liked his diss track.
Of course you did.
No, don't get me wrong. It was light, but I liked
it. It was a good
track.
It was a good start.
Yeah, it was a start. It needed to be. People wanted him to come out with the pusher track, bro. Like, it was the start it needed to be. Like,
people don't understand it. They don't work like that.
They don't understand strategy in it. It's like, because he's actually saying on the song, this is the warning shot to back niggas down.
Yeah.
Back in the town where the whip and work and trap in the pack, like, he's a cold rapper, bro. But he's saying on the track, this is a warning shot. He also saying, Lord, don't make me have to smoke this nigga because I fuck with him. But if push comes to shove on this mic, I will humble him. Like, he's saying all over the track, I don't want to go there with you, but you're forcing me to go there with you. And if you force me, I will wash you in it.
Let's go there.
He came out with the warning shot. But obviously, he retracted it 2 days later. But when you listen to him saying why he did that, it makes sense.
Go on. I'm going to let you land. I'm going to give my thoughts. So go on.
So he did this whole speech. And he's basically saying, in my career, I've always moved my way.
Yeah.
I've gone out of my way to move my way, which he has. He moves very weird, isn't it? He's like Andre 3000. Like, he don't move in this other rapper way.
Yeah, he moves to the beat of his own drum.
Yes, he does. But he was like, with this, I let people get in my ear and peer pressure me into doing something I actually wasn't comfortable with doing, because that's my nigga. I love that guy. So why am I shooting at him? Just because people are in my ear saying it's wartime. Like,
because it is wartime. They're not wrong.
It is wartime. It is wartime.
It's wartime, and you don't want to go to, and that's fine. It's just a surprise to hear that from you. And when I say that, I'm talking about it's a surprise to hear that from J. Cole for most people. I'm not shocked, because you might have just not been direct for the longest. But like I'm saying to people, and to even to think that privately is one thing, but to say it publicly to me is the crazy part.
But that's J. Cole, and that's the appeal of him as an artist, because, yeah, he's been killing people on feet. Like, J. Cole has been the most hip-hop one out of the big three of the last 5 years, in terms of he's stepping on these features, he's killing everybody, he's spitting gum bars, and he's just talking his rugged rapper shit, bro. Like, he's doing all the most stereotypical rapper shit. He's getting Cameron on songs, washing Cameron on songs. Like, he's just doing all the rapper shit, bro. You get me? Like, he's really doing the rapping shit, bro. So it's like, when it comes down to it, though, it's like, I don't want to go there with this person who's actually my genuine friend. And he's like, I was saying things on a song that I don't actually necessarily agree with. I'm just, because it's wartime, I'm just saying these things, isn't
it? Hey, getting your creative bag, man. That's what I say to that. That's my response to that. Because man mentioned it here. Akeem said it. And I heard Rashad McCants, he said this on Gil's Arena, and it was Gil's Arena, and it was the same thing. But you know what I didn't like about the diss talks? This guy J. Cole really tried and be disingenuous and act like Kendrick doesn't have one of the most flawless discographies in rap ever. Here's the thing is with that. Rap has been lying the entire time when they've been dissing. Because you know how we know this? Because after the fact, they'll say, oh, I'm a fan of such and such. And when it's wartime, it's wartime. That's just what it is. And if you don't want to lie, be creative. Talk to battle rap people he genuinely rates. I've battle rap people who I genuinely... I've had wars, and I use the term war loosely, with people that... But it just happens to be it. Like, you're over there, I'm over here. That's just what it is type of thing. Like, so you can't be talking spicy and I'm the king, and then you don't want to go to war. It's like...
He's been going to war, though.
No, fam, not you know what I mean, man.
He's been going to war, bro. Listen, there's some rappers out here that people call the GOAT that ain't never swung a diss track in their life, bro. Lil Wayne's one of them, innit? Like, there's some people that...
You know that I don't class Lil Wayne as a GOAT. You know this from
me. Yeah, but he's widely accepted as one of the GOATs, but he's never swung a diss track.
He's avoided, like, the same way, even though Jay-Z has the war with Nas. It's like, he's avoided beef.
Yeah,
that is what it is. But then again, if you talk around saying you're the king, that's what it is. I'm not a Jay or Wayne fan like that anyway. Both supremely talented, don't get me mistaken. But I would like to see them in a war. But if it don't happen, it don't happen. But yeah, with J. Cole, it's just the apologies on stage. Go on.
What I think it is he's genuinely proven over the past 5 years that he is. And I'm not even saying this like as a Cole fan. I've become a Cole fan like this because he's put in the work over the past five years, isn't it? Five years ago, I would have said Drake was the top one, innit? I say Cole's the top one now because he has the accolades. Mm-hmm. He has all the accomplishments and all the stats and whatnot. But he's also, as a rapper, been killing everybody else for the past 5 years, for one. And for two, he's the one with the best pen out of the three of them. And like this project that he just dropped, like his level of rapping on it is genuinely, I'm not just saying this, like it's phenomenal, bro. So where we're seeing Drake's pen go massively downhill and Kendrick's pen, we don't know because he's so inactive. J. Cole's pen, like he keeps getting better and better and better and better each project he's putting out. And it's crazy to see someone at 38 years old, this late in the game, improving so much. But that's because iron sharpens iron. That's because he's out here fighting on features every month that it's forced him to get to the level where he's at. So it's like, he is genuinely the greatest out of them. He is.
Yeah.
Like,
and that, I ain't even disputing that. I just don't like that. I'm all for everything you said there. Makes sense. Fully get it. Yeah, man, it's the apology.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Taking
it back, that's just what it, even if he felt that way, and your bridges, you could have said that to him privately.
I think he did, but your apology has to be as loud as your disrespect, isn't it? But I genuinely think him and Kendrick had a conversation.
Yeah.
I need you to listen to like that, innit? And then you can tell me what you think of what.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it 100%.
I think him and Kendrick had a conversation, and Kendrick was like, bro, we're even shooting at you, bro. Like, you know I don't fuck with homeboy. And it was about him. Like, because it was clearly about Drake. It's just that J. Cole got collateral. Yo, with the fuck the big three line in it. But because it was J. Cole that was saying we the big three, and now Kendrick's saying fuck the big three, that's the collateral in it.
Yeah, man, like talk your shit, Kendrick. Hey, Cole, I liked it, bro.
I bumped that day. I can spit that verse for you right now, and it came out 3 weeks ago, bro.
I believe you. Don't get me mistaken,
bro.
I believe you, man.
So I think they had a conversation, and Kendrick was like, bro, you know I don't fuck with homeboy. Like, that wasn't even about you. It was about him. So J. Cole probably thinks, I jumped out the window because I was listening to these niggas, innit?
Hey, well, you man ain't bridges like that enough if you just jumped out the window rather than hit him up.
True that. Fair
imagine
point.
Imagine you on the track. Never happened, but imagine you on the track and I think you diss me. I would just go studio. Like, all right, fuck Tux.
He ain't his rapper bag, innit? That's the thing, bro.
Rap, same way with a sports or somebody else I'm cool with. Cam in the chat. Cam, not even big up to Cam as well. Cam, this was just a spontaneous thing, but I definitely shout you for the next one. If we make him, it depends on what goes on in regards to these shows. Or say Cam, I thought Cam dissed me on track, or Jody or Benji or something. It's like, I'm going to hit man up. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I gen and... Even then, I'd be like, it won't even enter my brain.
They clearly didn't speak. When you listen to J. Cole's track, you can see that they clearly did not speak to each other. There was clearly not a conversation, and I think the conversation came after Cole's diss. Like, Kendrick was like, are you serious? Like, what the fuck's this about? Like,
yo, you should have told him, right? It's what it is, man. Just go, rap. Test your pens. You talking about them J. Cole washing people on tracks? Test your pens, but not even bar for bar, track for track. I'm all for that. Same way they're doing their pens.
At the same time, bro, like, you know this, bro. It's like,
go on.
Yo, it saps all your energy going back and forth with somebody, bro, at the same time, bro. So it's like, if I, one of J. Cole's lyrics on one of his songs is like, if I smoke a rapper, it's going to be legit. It's not going to be for clout. It's not going to be for fame. It's not going to be because my shit is selling the same. I think if he's going back and forth with someone, he wants to go back and forth with someone that he genuinely doesn't like, not someone he actually likes and cares for and appreciates their catalogue. You get me?
I get all that. But then if it's someone like that, he's highly unlikely to rate them to the point that they get on his radar. like type of thing. We all
we've seen him shoot at Kanye, we've seen him shoot at Wale, we've seen him shoot at Lil Pump. It's only Lil Pump, but we've seen him shoot. We've seen Cole shoot at people on full songs, bro. You get me?
I hear that. But you, like the rest of us, would love to see J. Cole versus Kendrick.
Yeah, because I think Cole will wash Kendrick, bro.
And that's my thing is that we all want to see the matchup. That was the one I tell a lie. I just wanted to see diss tracks. I didn't have one in particular. But I wanted to see them. You mentioned it before about being battle tested. I want to see who is battle tested.
But if your heart's not in it because you genuinely like this guy and the gloves are on, I'd rather not, because you're just going to put out mid diss tracks. Like the J. Cole diss track, I liked it. But it was mid. It weren't on the level of all the rest of your stuff that you had on that EP that you just put out. You could tell it was like half-hearted. You could tell it was nowhere near the level of everything else on that EP. So it's like, for you, I get what you're saying. For me to go to war with someone and all the energy that takes up, which it does, man. Like being in issues with someone musically, it's like a dark cloud over your head, bro. It's draining, bro. So like, I've been there where it's like, I can't be asked doing this, bro. Like, the last battle I was supposed to have with D-Mac, bro, like, I got to a point where I can't be asked doing this, bro. Because it's like, to smoke you, I know where I have to go. And I'm not even at the place in my life where I want to go there right now. You get me? It's just going to bring a whole load of issues up. You get me?
The last battle, well, one of the last battles I did, that's when I knew I was up. But I was like, I just didn't care in the preparation.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, you couldn't really get it. I was like, all right, it's time. That's why people say, oh, would you go back? For what? What is over there?
Yeah.
There's nothing over there type of thing. But I want to see, I want to see him in the war. Hopefully he has a change of heart. Not necessarily against Kendrick, but against somebody else. Someone else mentions him and he jumps out the window.
What will happen is somebody else will try him and he's going to have to make an example out of him.
Good. Somebody try him. Hey, Ross, your time, or somebody, anybody, any rapper. I want to hear, I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Well, he's not battle tested either, because he smoked people on songs, but no, in terms of like, he sent diss tracks at people, but there's never been a back and forth. No one's ever come back at him. Mm-hmm. They've always just let it be what it is type of thing. You get me? So.
Yeah. I hear you, fam. Trust me. I hear that, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. I just want it. Yeah, come. Eminem, whoever it is. I just want, again, I can't clarify this enough. I just want diss tracks. Because the more people that get involved, the more likely we are to get a classic. And that's what I love. That's why certain diss tracks, some of my favorite diss tracks are from rappers I don't listen to. I don't listen to My Son. My Son's diss track for Troy Ave is one of the most slept on diss tracks. Because that shit is fire.
Diss track to My Son was called. Was it My Son? No, Troy has diss track to Tax Stone after Tax Stone got sent down. That was fire.
What was it called? I even hear that. What was it called?
I've sent it to you, fam.
Send it to me.
There's like five, but there was one in particular.
There was one that in particular. Yo, My Son. My Son cooked, man. You know what I'm saying? And that. Because obviously, Troy had issue with Banger's family in regards to the funeral. Yeah. And I heard it. And he mentioned that on the track. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like, yo, what did he say saying about ride for you? You know what I'm saying? Disrespect the mums of the same nigga that died for you. I was like, fuck. Mm-hmm. My Son was... Mm-hmm. I don't listen to My Son. I don't listen to My Son. Even, what's his name? Tory Lanez. His diss track, Cassidy. Fire. Instrumental. Fire. Oh, yeah.
That was cold.
I don't listen to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, when he was barring. I was like, yo, Tory Lanez, Joyner Lucas, two Tory Lanez. That's another one. That's another one. But yeah, Tory Lanez to Cassidy. You know what I'm saying? He's like, what was the bar? He was like, my career to your career. There ain't no comparison. What we going to compare? Some smack DVD appearances. I was like, fuck it out. Damn. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo.
I've heard that one. That one's called.
He was in the hotel with R. Kelly. We should flame you up. I was like, I was like, all right, Tori, tell us how you really feel. But I'm all for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because Cam saying, Tux, Eminem versus J. Cole, who you got? Make it happen. I don't care. Where's
they, yo, they need to do a song together, bro. I don't want to see them dissing each other. I mean, J. Cole has dissed Eminem in the past, innit? Like, that's happened, innit? But I'd prefer them to do a song together. It's overdue, to be fair.
Where's he likes getting involved in this type of shit. Where's he at? You know what I'm saying?
He's been quiet. He'll find a way to intervene.
Yeah. And one thing Game will do is deliver a fire diss track.
Yeah, true that.
I'm all for it, for real, real. You lot run up the Cam Cam says all time GOAT diss track. No Vaseline's one of them ones still. I don't think there is a GOAT diss track, but no Vaseline.
Him up.
You think it's him up?
Yeah, it has to be.
Why is the GOAT diss track?
Hit him up, bro. It has to be.
That's a great. Even though he had help.
Yeah, you put the crew on. Yeah, bro. there was enough of it. It like he had help, but it's like. You didn't have help from like your peers or anything. You little niggas in like.
What I'll say is, it's the greatest outro on the diss track.
Yeah.
It's the greatest.
I don't even look at it as help. I just look at it as you took the opportunity to shine a spotlight on manning your crew in it. Like I looked at it as like helping his peoples. You get me? Like I rate that, man. I rate that.
But yeah, hit him up.
And the outro was crazy.
Yeah. The outro's mad, and the crazy part is the actual original outro, and he dissed Jay-Z on it, but because he was shouting so much, the mic peaked. It's on YouTube.
Is it?
Yeah. You type in original hit 'em up and outro, and it will pop up, and he disses Jay-Z at the end, but because he's shouting so loud, the mic peaks. So I don't know why they decided. Well, he was going off. Mom was like, "Yo, make sure my 4-4. Make sure all your kids don't grow." I was like, "Damn." Yo, Mob Deep ain't one of you niggas got 6 cell or something outside. I'm like, you Samazo. It is. But yo, love to everyone that's locked in. Make sure you run up the likes on the video, hit the subscribe button. This will go on all audio platforms as well. We're also live. Obviously, we're always live people at Sarcasm City TV, and the gang are live right now on the playback. NBA playoffs is the last day of the regular season before the playoff. They're live on the playback right now, Pelicans Lakers, because the Lakers need to win to try and get out of the play-ins, and the Pelicans need to win to stay out of the play-ins. So head over to the playback, people. That's playback.tv/sarcasmcityTV, or download the app. And we will be shout out Steph, man. You know what I'm saying? Big up Stefan, man. This is the deep bad boy DJ. When we've performed, you know what I'm saying? He's been the DJ. Bad boy DJ. Shout out Mike Check, you know what I'm saying, every single time. As well, but yeah, as we were saying, yeah, NBA, because NBA playoffs is coming up, people, there will be a courtside commentary podcast tonight, 1 a.m. UK time. So I'll be with all the man them discussing all the playoff matchups in the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference. Of course, before that, 11 p.m. Sarcasm City Sports Q&A, where we'll be basically dancing on both graves, Liverpool and Arsenal. Title charges over, European runs over. Beautiful sayings. I've been getting abuse from troops on socials for no reason whatsoever, but. We move people. And in regards to the Sarcasm City podcast, people, we will bring this back just when something pops up. That's what it is. That's worth talking about. So say there's a response, you'll get a podcast the next day or 2 or 3 days. Don't worry, people. But yo, Tux, anything you want to add before we close out, fam?
Nah, man. It's good to be back on the show, innit? Big up to all my coal miners, my Jermaine Cole family, you get me? Like we still here, we still strong, man. You get me? The coal miners, fam.
Yeah. Okay. The coal miners. Big up Nero as well. The young G says loving the extra shamelessness, flawless. Yeah, people think because I'm a United fan, I'm a shut up. The fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People think I'm a shut up. Nah, 100%. Nah. Come. I know about No Vaseline, of course. You know what I'm saying? That diss track. I'm a Dr. Dre stan. So it's kind of like, yeah, man knows about the whole NWA story. And that diss track is not light. That's why when you said it's the GOAT one, I didn't dispute it. Like, No Vaseline is different. They might even respond. I think, who was it on Vlad TV? They didn't even respond. Who was it on Vlad TV that said, oh, what's his name? The DJ, Yellow. He said, yeah, he goes. Yeah. And sometimes you get got. Sometimes you get got. Like, it happens. Like, Tux was talking about us three being on track. Sometimes on track, I'm just like, yo, just hold your, like, I need to be on my, hold my own and I'm calm. I know I'm going to win.
Yeah.
I don't worry about nothing. You know what I'm saying? Look what happened when I was in the studio with Wiley, fam. I was just like, all right, cool, just bow out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was just like, yo, just bow out and just do your thing. Hold your own. That's it. You feel me? But yeah, yeah, Cameron tonight, 100%. DM me on Twitter now and I'll bring you on. It's tonight if you're about 1 a.m. UK time, people. Carlson Charleston White, flawless. I only know him from the Jay-Z or the $500,000 clip, and that shit's hilarious. You know the way he gets us. He's like, $500,000? Man, fuck Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Hey, just want to clarify, if you take a dinner with Jay-Z over £500,000, you're an idiot. Just to clarify.
Yeah, just to clarify. You're
wonderful. Wow, now what information he's giving you that's worth more than £500,000? It's half.
People just love celebrities, bro. Like, I can't even believe that was a debate. Like,
it's a genuine debate. Egypt.
Oh, he gonna give you game, and it's once in a lifetime game, and it's like, bro, what are you talking about, bro? Like,
serious? Half a mil, you know? Like, you know, families and generations to take care of. Half a mil. It could be my goat, whoever. I'm taking the money.
Do you know what you can turn that 500,000 into if you just get like a flipping, like a smart accountant and a smart investor? Like, you get me? Like, what are you talking about? Like, you could turn that 500,000 into something crazy. You talking about Jay-Z? Jay-Z said, go take the 500K. Like, what are you talking about? Like, he said it. Like, y'all need to be taking the 500K. What are you talking about? Y'all crazy, man. People worship celebrities, innit?
People are idiots.
People worship celebrities.
They do. And Tadero, who says dinner with Ryan or £16.10? Run me my £16.10. The fuck? Run me my £16.10. What are we talking about? That could have been £6.10. That could have been £0.06. Run me my money. You know what I'm saying? Ryan is giving you no words of wisdom. But as someone that's been around him in real life and spoke to him on a daily on live stream, he is offering nothing of that is changing your life. Ever. Take the money. £16.10 or dinner with Ryan. Run me my £16.10. Run me my 10p. Nero, you know what you do with that. I like that £16.10 gets me my night's dinner. Facts. Okay. For those that don't know what that is this idiot right here?
By the way, can I just say the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
I big up the panel. I told as for us.
Yo, at least Eleanor tried to smile away through it. Yeah, I just wasn't impressed whatsoever, bro. Like,
Left man out there to dry. Word has it, she still hasn't moved. It's crazy. I'll pay $16 to avoid dinner with Ryan. Facts, Joe. Facts.
Oh,
I'm surprised. It's actually a good question. It says, when you're on a track collabing with others, you guys don't try to put your best foot forward and outperform the others. Yeah, but that's just naturally prime. That's just what it is, because you don't want to sound one. It's just your own self pride as an artist. Like, I have self pride as an artist, number one. So it's like, I just don't want to sound bad. Forget the audience and supporters. That's me first and foremost. And then secondly, you don't want to sound out of place. I know when I'm in studio, I won't just say this because Tox is there. I've said this privately anyway. I know when I'm in studio with Tox and Scorps, if we record 3-4 tunes, I'm not going to be the best on every tune. That likelihood of that is just very, very low. It's like getting into a boxing ring, you're going to get punched in the face no matter how good your defense is.
Yeah.
You just try and limit it. That's what it is. So my MO is, do your thing and you are not going to sound out of place. Because there's never been a track, even if I say, oh, Tox and Scorps had better verses than me, I've sounded out of place. Worst case scenario, you keep the track afloat.
Yeah. That's a good place to be in as well. Like,
worst
keep
case.
The track afloat, yeah.
Worst case. Sometimes you just got to be the supporting cast. You know, like, to bring this back to football, you have the front three that all interchange. That's what it is. It might not be your game that day. You might be the worst on the front three and you still drop an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Just two are in 10s and they both get braces.
It is a self pride thing as well, isn't it? And it depends who you're dealing with as well. Like, so if I'm on a track with you and Scorps, if Scorps performs better than me on the track, I know he's gonna tell me about it. He's gonna brag. He's gonna talk. He's gonna look me dead in the eye. I watched you, fam. You get me? And it's like I can't be hearing that. So yeah, it is a. I do try to put my best foot forward because I can't be asked listening to certain man, innit? Like, Flawless is going to accept it gracefully and I'll end up telling him, like, oh, yeah, you watched me on this tune, you know. You get me? And he's gonna say something back to me to kind of, like, pick my spirits up type of thing. Like, nah, you did your thing, you get me? That's what Flawless is going to do. You get me?
But the thing is, you're you because it's like, there's no wash. I've never washed you on the track because the gap ain't massive like that. If I'm at 10, you're at 9.5, fam. It's a 0.5. You know what it might be? The rhythm might just suit me more. That's
what Flawless is doing now. Yeah, that's what he's doing in studio, innit? Like, he'll give you a pick me up. But Scorps is going to be, I washed you, fam. What did you, fam? So it's like, yeah, man. I'm trying to put my best foot forward, innit? Because I ain't trying to hear no one chat shit to me, innit?
And that's it. And to Prime, he says, I mean, do you try and stand out and be the best? Yes, that's every track, though. Even if I'm on a solo.
Yeah.
Even if I'm on a solo track, because like I said, Prime, that's just my own self-pride as an artist. Like, my pen is sacred. Like, when I'm penning bars, I don't just put out any stupidness. A lot of thought goes into it. Whether people rate me as an artist or don't, I put thought into my verses. I put thought into hooks. I put thought into the intro and the outro and how it's going to sound, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. And obviously, if I'm on a tune with Tox and Scorps, I want them to sound cold. And then that keeps them hungry for the next tune. The next tune might be their tune. Sometimes Prime, to bring it back to football, in regards to attack, some defenses, some teams we play might just suit you more than it suits me. That's just simply what it is. From a defensive standpoint, I struggle against them and you just happen to your attributes match up well with them. And that's going to happen unless you're around just terrible artists. Then you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
If you're clearly the best on every track by a country mile, you are in the wrong place.
Yeah.
And you don't you mentioned it before, iron sharpens iron.
Yeah. You don't want to sound stupid on the tune as well. Like with Drake and Cole on First Person Shooter, you can listen to that and tell who was trying to kill the other person, and you can tell who was just like just weren't really bothered to, like, he was just like, it was just a tune to him, you get me, type of thing. Like, and that's why one person ended up getting embarrassed and one person like got all the plaudits, you get me? So it's just like you want to make sure you hold up your end of the bargain.
That's it.
Because it's like with me, you and Scots, it's like I'm on tune with two killers in it. So it's like if I don't put my best foot forward and try and be the best, it's gonna show because I'm on tune with two men. Like one man's on the left wing, one man's on the right wing. Them man are gonna bag goals in it. So if me as a striker, I don't come out with any goals or assists, you get me? Someone's gonna say something about it in it. So it's like, you just need to not embarrass yourself. And know who you're on the tune with.
And that's it. Killers around killers. So yeah, you can't be, it can't be Prime Neymar and Prime Messi on the wings and you're moving like Lukaku. Or you're moving like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you look out of place or you're moving like Rashford. You can't do that. You can't be Rashford on the wing and the centre forward is Prime Benzema and on the left hand side is Prime, on the right hand side is Prime Bale.
Yeah.
Like you're going to look terrible. And like then Tuck said, people gonna look at, similar to football, your sofa score and be like, right, how are these men at eights and nines and you're at four? What's going on?
Yeah, like, you don't want to be Firmino out of Salah, Mane and Firmino. You don't want to be Firmino. Don't be Firmino in it.
Yes, and yeah, Stefan was there. He's been in the studio on a round. Those Tox and Scorps are like the two brothers in the clique who were just always arguing about who's the best. But it helped because they pushed each other to be better because they wanted to be the best. It's healthy competition. Whereas with me, how it's different is, I am my own toughest critic and I'm my own competition. We just mentioned Hypes was there, Wiley was there, Keem was there, there was another killer. We was in studio and everybody there can rap their ass off.
Yeah.
Every MC. So I'm like, yo, when I go in, because I went in the booth, I think like fourth. I was like, shit, I need to be honest. Cause I think
Hype,
you and someone else went in front in the booth.
Yeah.
And I went and then Wiley went, and then somebody else.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, man has to be on point. But I am my own. That's just me in life. I'm my own biggest critic.
Yeah, my competition
is me, as cliche as it sounds. Because I'm like, yo, you're here for a reason. That's how I look at it. That's where that confidence stems from. Right. I'm here for a reason. I'm in the studio here with these two for a reason. Or I'm on track with such and such for a reason. Like, man mentioned, you mentioned it, I'm coming there in the chat in regards to my verse on Prayer for the Ops. That's just, I wasn't competing with no one. That's just me. All right, let me, this has to be cold. That's all it is. And yeah, man, we going, you both need to get in the studio.
Your verse on that's going to live forever, fam.
Oh, facts. Facts.
Shit going to live forever.
Facts. And prior to answer this question, he says, so who's the best out of you three? I'll answer this question. Tox is going to say he the best. Tox is going to say he's the best. And I'm going to tell you when it's on a track-by-track basis. That's what it is. That's going to be the answer. Or, which I have to actually commend, styles. What do you like?
Yeah.
It's a style thing.
True.
Like? It's a style. Like football. Like, what type of player do you like? All right, I'm going to pick, because... In regards to what we all do at a very high level. It's just what you prefer.
Yeah, that's
what I'd say. Talking about being an MC, Steph, like, who's the best when we get on track? But yeah, man, you lot taking us down memory lane with some of them, what's it called, with these conversations. That being said, tune dropping soon as well. Me and Scorps, actually, So Cold. So that'll be out. I'm not sure when. At some point this month, I've already dropped the trailers. It is. Yeah. I'll send it through to you. I'll send it through to you. 100%. I got you. So I'm on the hook, people, and then Scorps has lit up the free verses. So it's like...
Shout me for the video as well, fam. Come on.
Yeah. If we do a video, of course, fam, you already know. Because, like, even people to clarify for that, initially we heard that I made the hook and it was going to be all three of us. And then Tox wasn't on it. And then Scorps wrote his verse. And I was like, yo, Scorps, this is your time. That's a prime example. That's a tune that suits Scorps more than me in regards to the actual instrumental. All right, so your time.
I leave that to
him. So, and the tune came out good. Yeah. I suffer with imposter syndrome a lot. Is that anything of you two or even Scorps has gone through? If so, how do I deal with that? Imposter syndrome. I don't even, you know what, Prime? I'm not even going to lie. I don't know exactly what that is. Let me Google that. Do you know what that is, Tox?
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's where, like, say you get a certain job, and you're in the job now, and then you're like, do you know what? I don't even deserve to have this job. Like, I'm not good enough for this job type of thing, innit? So it's like, wait, as far as I'm aware, it's where you feel like you're not good enough for, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, or you get me?
I've never suffered with imposter syndrome. Yeah, go on, Tox.
Go on.
I was just going to say, I never suffered with it to the point where it was like that, but there was times I wasn't as confident now. I'm not as confident back then as I am now. Like, I'm much more confident now in the skill set and stuff. And where that stems from is nobody's going to back you like you. If you're lucky enough, like I am, I have Tox who not only has a big ego and is confident in himself, he'll tell me how cold I am. Tox was telling me how cold I was before I knew how cold I was.
Yeah.
Like, that type of shit. So, one, have the correct circle around you. And when I say that, it doesn't need to be 10, 15 people. Just one. Tox was telling me, oh, yeah, Flawless, you cold, So, around yourself with that, but people who also hold yourself accountable. And two, nobody's going to back you like you, Prime.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be your cheerleader like you. You might get the odd person who does it, but you have to be your own biggest fan. That's what I would say. That's me.
Yeah, bro, a lot of people suffer from imposter syndrome, but like, it's like life's too short for all that. Like, if you're in a, like, you've got people, yeah, that don't have imposter syndrome but aren't as qualified as you or ain't as good as you in whatever space you're in, but because they don't have that imposter syndrome, they can just wing it through and just act like they're confident, and that takes you places, innit?
Yeah,
it's like, it's easier said than done, but try not to spend too much time worrying about if you're good enough or anything like that. Just apply yourself, and if there's things that you think you need to get better at, work at it. But it all starts with confidence. You gotta, like Flawless said, you gotta back yourself. No one's no one's going to support you like how you support you. So if you're not supporting you, like, how can anything happen for you? How can anyone else get behind you in it? Like, confidence is infectious.
Yes.
You've got to have confidence in yourself. And a lot of times, if you can't just drum up confidence, naturally, then it's got to come through competence, which means that you got to make sure you're the best, or not even the best, but you've got to make sure that you're good at something or whatever field you're in. So you get me? If it's, for example, in this... sorry, my phone's dinging off. For example, if it's in this content creator space, you got to be active. That's yes. competence, isn't it? You're getting active, you're getting yourself out there. That's one way to bring about your confidence, through being active and being out and about, where people are going to see that and start to have confidence in your abilities. You get me? But it all starts with confidence, first of all. But you tell me yes. what type of imposter syndrome you have in it, like how it affects you.
Yeah, because he's even saying here, it's so adding on to what Tux is saying before we go, it's the breaking down on the motorway. What's it called? Analogy. If you break down on the motorway and you just sit in your car, no one ain't going to help you. But if you break down on the motorway, you get out of your car and start pushing. People are, I can't remember where I heard it. Someone said that. If you get out of the car and start pushing the car, they're much more inclined to stop.
Someone's just going to jump out and start pushing with you, innit?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's just what it is. People just automatically, because you have to help yourself. And in regards to this space, what I can say is, because you're talking personally, I feel like that a lot in this football content space, to be fair. I feel what I can tell you in this content space is, everyone who has you on their channel has you on there for a reason. I don't have to have you on here. So the fact I have you on here shows I rate you. Because there's people who can't get on here. When I say that, I mentioned it before, there's people who cannot get on here. I got a cousin of mine who's trying to get on, I will not allow on him in my life. And he laughs because he knows exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about fuck him still to this day. You know what I'm saying? Like, 100% on my life, no one could chat to me, you can't get on here. And that's family tree. So it's kind of like, that's where it stems from. Everybody who's on, and you're on here, you're going on the terrace, you're going casually, you're going carefree. So if all these people rate you, you're doing something right. If the people you rate prime rate you, you are doing something right. That's why no one can't tell me shit in this content creator space. Because your top five rate me. Or three of the five, at least. I probably work with three or four of your top five.
People struggle with this for whatever reason, but you got to stop and smell your own roses, bro. Because if you're on Football Terrace, which I've seen you on, if you're on Carefree Lewis's channel and all that, and you're on Sarcasm City as well, bro, like, I can't just step foot on those channels, bro. So you must be doing something right. Somebody must like you somewhere. Somebody somewhere must feel like you're competent. Somebody somewhere must feel like you're doing well in this space for you to be able to walk on those channels. Again, I can't just walk on those channels, bro.
Yeah, so it's like, so that's
you gotta stop and appreciate yourself for the things that you are doing, innit? It's difficult, but you gotta put the work in to do that, because you are doing things, bro. I know you through this content creator space, innit?
Yeah. And everyone who has you on, it's not like you were brethren before, or your family, or you paid to get on. It's just all organic. And come show up, man. This guy, Egypt. But yeah, like, this guy a joke, man, with his last comment. But that's what it is. Like, I say this all the time, Prime, and you've heard me say this. Everybody who's on here, I genuinely rate, apart from Ryan. Like, everyone on here. He's the Meg from Family Guy at the channel. Other than that, everyone's cold. That's why I just don't let anybody on here. As much as it's a big family, everyone can't just join. Not everyone's invited to a cookout.
Yeah.
Not everyone can just get a plate. And that's not even necessarily because they're not a good content creator. They may just not fit what's going on over here. That's all. Same way a cold player can be signed by a football club. He's a baller, but he just don't fit that club.
Yeah.
You don't mean he's a terrible baller. That's all. That's all.
That's legit.
So yeah, and I say this all the time about giving other people roses. Make sure you give them yourself, like Tuck said. Give yourself your flowers.
That's the biggest thing, bro. Like, that's something I'm trying to teach my son now, bro. Like, You got to be grateful for your own damn self, you get me? And for everything that comes with your own damn self, you get me? Like, because Nobody else is going to give you those flowers. Like Flawless, that analogy was perfect, isn't it? You just break down and you just sit in the car. No one's going to help you. Yeah, no, but if you get out and start pushing that car, someone's going to just stop and start pushing with you, innit?
Yes, 100%. Like, people will do that. People see people help themselves and they'll go, all right, cool. Like the Channel Prime. If I just didn't go live on Sarcasm City TV, you wouldn't be over here. I like what's going on over here. It's good content. It's good people. Let me join. And you help grow the Channel Prime.
Well, it's like literally what you did. You got out and started pushing the car.
Yeah, I got out and started pushing the car, and Prime seen it and was like, oh, yeah, cool. Yeah, I'll help. And now you're over here and on the Terrace and on Lewis's channel and on Casually FC and all these other places. And if you started the channel, you would have all these people over on your channel as well.
I just don't see
it myself personally. I try and fake confidence, but that doesn't last long. Hey, you know what, Prime? Fake it till you make it.
Exactly. You literally took the words from my mouth.
Your thoughts become things, Prime. You just have to just continue to. Like, and that's what it is. And just give yourself small flowers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just a sunflower. It can be something small. Like, you don't have to be bouquets every time or the whole florist. Like, for real. Like, and that's what it is. And you're surrounded by good people. Obviously, I don't know about in your personal, but I'm saying, like, in this content creator space, you're surrounded by good people. And it's no surprise that me, Tox, Cam, Jody are all the same in that aspect. We are the same. Because we all give ourselves our flowers. Without that. But yeah, people, we got to close out. Love to everyone that's locked in. We're heading over to Saeed's channel right now, MUFC Unfiltered Podcast, people. Don't forget, we're live on the playback. Then we're back here, 11 p.m., Sarcasm City Sports Q&A. Then after that, Courtside Commentary Podcast, NBA Playoffs, Play-Ins Preview. But yeah, man, Tox, man, love, fam. Always good chopping out with you, man. We need to
Yeah, bless up everybody, man. It's good to be back over here.
Yeah, man. And we're gonna make this happen. And people, speaking of giving yourself your flowers, and if you're feeling bad or you know you're feeling down and think you've had a bad day, hey, don't get any worse than
that. By the way, can I just say the two girls below us are looking 16 out of 10s today, both of them.
Well, that's a damn shame.
I big up the panel. I told Antoine.
That's a damn shame, bro. You hate to see it.
I love to see it. This has been the Sarcasm City Podcast live on the Sarcasm. Wait. What's the? I forgot the bar. And yes, people, this has been the Sarcasm City Podcast, where we've been discussing serious issues with serious sarcasm. Thank you very much for tuning in.